You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to the first 2021 off-season edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Hope everyone is well as we start a new year. And let's get right into to talking about your New York Giants, who unfortunately fell short in their bid to make the playoffs. Giants obviously did their part on Sunday, beating the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously didn't get help from the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday night, as the Eagles lost to the Washington football team in fairly controversial fashion, as the Eagles didn't play a lot of their healthy starters and pulled starting quarterback Jalen Hurts in favor of third stringer Nate Sudfeld in the fourth quarter. Unfortunate, and Joe Judge was absolutely on target in some of the things that he said on Monday regarding integrity of the game, respecting the players who play it, respecting the coaches who coach it, giving up, so much of their time, and especially in a COVID year, making so many sacrifices in terms of family, in terms of testing, in terms of all of the things that players went through on a day-to-day basis, simply to play in and participate in a sport that they love, in a sport that they've given their lives to. I really appreciated Joe Judge for his candor in addressing the integrity of the game and in respecting the game and the people in it. It was yet another reason why I respect Joe Judge as head coach of the Giants and why I think he's going to be successful and going to be in that role for quite a number of years going forward. Obviously, as I record this on Tuesday morning, the big news is the New York Post story that hit late on Monday night that the Giants will reportedly retain Dave Gettleman as their general manager. As I wrote this morning at Big Blue View, I'm not surprised by that. I've looked at it as sort of a 50-50 proposition where you can make an argument for keeping Gettleman. You can also make a valid argument for why the Giants should have chosen to move on. And I'm not surprised at all that the Giants, a conservative organization that doesn't like change, that has gone through a lot of major change in recent years, would choose not to go down that road, one more time, at least not right now. What it really comes down to, and I don't think you can dismiss Dave Gettleman's first 2 years as general manager. They are what they are. The mistakes that were made and have lasting impact, on the franchise and have an impact on where the Giants are right now. There's no doubt about that. No one can deny that Gettleman has made some mistakes, but also when you look at the record, when you look at the draft choices, when you look at free agency, he's done some good things. I believe there is a better foundation of talent, in the building now for the Giants than there has been in quite some time. And the thing that I have maintained, and that, again, that I wrote at Big Blue View this morning, is it's really not about Gettleman's first 2 years. Really, the hiring of Joe Judge, which was not done by Dave Gettleman, but was an ownership decision, although Gettleman participated in it, participated in the interviews, and I'm sure, you know, had an opinion, had a say in how this was done. Still, this was an ownership choice, but really, my point is that the hiring of Joe Judge, you know, and the pairing of Judge with Dave Gettleman was really a restart for the Giants and for the organization. You don't want to dismiss the first 2 years, but really what you're judging whether Gettleman should stay or go on, you're really judging what's happened in the last year. You're judging the relationship with or between Dave Gettleman and Joe Judge. You're looking at how they work together. Have the decisions that they have made, you know, brought more talent to the Giants? Have they helped the franchise? Does it feel like the New York Giants are moving in the right direction? I would argue that it does. Yes, 6-10 is not acceptable. 0-5 start, 1-7 start to the season with a rookie head coach, you know, in a very difficult environment with a very young team, you know, considering that they really had no preseason. All of that is reality. All of that happened. The end result, you know, the end result is 6-10. And it is what it is. No one wants to be 6-10. No one wants to have three straight double-digit loss seasons. But as I've said, I think that you have to look at the last year. You have to look at the free agency class that the Giants brought in. You have to look at the fact that the Giants got massive contributions from their draft class. I think, despite his rookie struggles, I think Andrew Thomas showed in the second half of the 2020 season that he's going to wind up being a very good NFL left tackle. I think we saw in the last couple of games that there's reason to believe that Xavier McKinney can be a good player for the Giants going forward. The Giants got a lot of contributions throughout the season from the day three picks in their draft class, which is something that Gettleman has been good at his first couple of drafts that he's done as Giants GM. You know, notably finding Darius Slayton in the fifth round in the 2019 draft. So I think that what you're looking at is figuring out if Gettleman and Judge are a team that can work together and make good decisions collaboratively to push the Giants forward. All of the evidence to this point has been that they can, that they work together pretty well. Judge has been very complimentary of Gettleman and his staff, talking about a singular vision between the coaching staff and the front office, talking about the what he calls synergy between the two groups. And if ownership believes that the Gettleman and Judge pairing is working, is effective, then I don't know why you would want to mess with that. I understand that Gettleman is, he's like a pinata for frustrated Giants fans. I understand that he's an easy target. I understand that he can look kind of goofy. He can sound kind of goofy. He does what he wants to do. He doesn't do what fans think he should do. And he doesn't necessarily care what you think. He doesn't care what I think. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He cares what Joe Judge and John Mara and Steve Tisch think. He cares about trying to do the best he can do to make the Giants a better franchise, to get them back to their winning ways. And I know he hasn't been completely successful in that endeavor thus far. But I think that the bottom line is that the Giants feel like the Judge-Gettleman pairing is one that works and is one that they want to go forward with. Now, we'll see what happens, you know, in another year. Gettleman will be 70 years old in February. I don't think he's going to remain in this job a whole lot longer. I mean, he could go one more year and then decide to retire to Cape Cod, which is something he's talked about. If the 2021 season doesn't go well, I can easily see the Giants. In fact, if it doesn't go well, I would expect the Giants to look for someone else to pair with Joe Judge to help the Giants go forward, you know, in the general manager role. And if things do go well, it might give Gettleman a reason to retire while things look good, you know, while things are pointed in the right direction, while the arrow is moving up, I guess you want to say. So we'll see what happens there. But in the short term, for now, I have no problem with the Giants keeping Gettleman on board. They, as I've said, they do seem to believe that the Gettleman-Judge pairing is a productive, workable one, and we'll see if they're right as the 2021 offseason unfolds, as the Giants try to add some talent to a roster that remains, you know, in need of some pieces, and we will see what happens. But it looks like Gettleman will be your general manager. And we will see, you know, what unfolds throughout the remainder of the offseason. Giants fans, let's take a quick break here for a word from our sponsors. When we come back, I'll talk about a few more of the interesting Giants topics as we begin to get into the 2021 offseason.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Forward podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward travel guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Giants fans, Ed Valentine back here on the Valentine's Views podcast, and we are rolling along talking about the beginning of the New York Giants offseason. And the first matter of business will be what happens to Joe Judge's coaching staff. Obviously, Judge didn't want to talk about that on Monday. He said he wouldn't talk hypothetically. He wouldn't talk about coaches until decisions had been made, until things were actually reality. And I don't blame him. I think that's a good way to be. You know, why speculate? Why open up a can of worms? You know, why create rumors? We'll see what happens with offensive coordinator Jason Garrett and defensive coordinator Patrick Graham. Both guys are getting interest, you know, as potential head coaches, as the NFL coaching carousel, you know, really swings into high gear now that the regular season is over. And I think that could have been anticipated. Garrett, you know, has 10 years of experience as an NFL head coach, and teams are going to want to hear what he has to say, hear, you know, his thoughts on his time in Dallas, where he worked for a very difficult owner, you know, Jerry Jones, who meddled a lot, who wanted a lot of the credit. you know, who really wanted to make a lot of the decisions that a head coach should probably make, and he wanted to make those on his own, you know, and then how Garrett would explain, you know, what happened in New York this past year when he was offensive coordinator, and the Giants offense, you know, really fell short of expectations and didn't play well overall. But I think that it should be expected that Garrett gets some head coaching interest. And I'm interested to see if he doesn't get a head coaching job, which I don't think he will in this hiring cycle. I'm interested to see, you know, if Joe Judge wants to keep Jason Garrett long term. We don't know the inner workings, you know, of how the Giants built their offense. We don't know how much influence Joe Judge asserted over game plans and whether Judge wanted the Giants to be as conservative as they were in certain instances. We don't know, you know, if Garrett and Judge see offense the same way and see development of this team's offense the same way, and if they have the same vision for where they want to take this offense from where it is now. We will find all of those things out as the next few weeks unfold. In terms of Patrick Graham, this will be his first experience in the interview cycle for head coaching jobs. As I wrote at Big Blue View, anything is possible. Graham could get a job. He could get the head coaching job someplace. I think he's got an interview lined up with the Jets. To be at this point, he'll probably get more interviews. I quite honestly don't expect Graham to get a head coaching job in this cycle. You know, Joe Judge was an exception. You know, landing an interview with the Giants as his first head coaching interview for, you know, for an NFL team, knocking it out of the park and getting the job. That doesn't happen very often. Usually, head coach candidates, you know, go through the hiring cycle a few times before they actually land a head coaching job. So we will see, but I anticipate Patrick Graham being back with the Giants as head coach next season. Obviously, you know, personnel-wise, the Giants have a lot of decisions to make in free agency. Leonard Williams, Dalvin Tomlinson, you know, what to do with the enigmatic Evan Engram, you know, how to address the wide receiver situation where they need a little bit of help. Obviously, you know, Golden Tate probably won't be back with the Giants. Giants need, you know, some help for Darius Slayton and Sterling Shepard. They need another playmaker out there, at least one more playmaker, you know, to energize a passing attack that was tied for last in the NFL in touchdown passes, second last, you know, in passing yardage and all of that. So they need some help on the outside. They need to decide if they need more pieces on the offensive line. Defensively, they do need to try to find a second cornerback so that they can play more man-to-man defense. They have a lot of good pieces in the secondary. Don't know if they see Julian Love as a guy who can be a week-to-week, you know, every down cornerback. He's a useful player. He did a good job late in the season, you know, when he was moved to cornerback in, you know, out of necessity, basically. But I don't know if he's a long-term answer out there. So I would expect the Giants to look for help at corner. I would also, you know, expect, obviously, for them to look to find an impact linebacker or pass rusher off the edge. That's a piece that despite the play of Leonard Williams, despite the play of Blake Martinez at inside linebacker, that's a piece that the Giants really need to address going forward, and I would expect that to be a high priority this offseason. Giants fans, there will be a lot of issues, a lot of things, you know, to talk about going forward. I think really that's enough for today. Please remember to check out the Chris and Joe show. Check out the shows that Nick Filato does here on Big Blue View Radio. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Drop a comment where you can. If you, if you happen to listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, I think you can comment there. I'm not sure if you can on other formats, but leave a comment, send a note to bigblueview@gmail.com if there's anything you'd like to see or hear on the podcasts. Please join the community at bigblueview.com. Check us out on all the various social media platforms where we're posting content for you: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, obviously. YouTube is a place where we're posting an increasing number of videos. Please check all of that out. You know, whatever way you like to consume your information, we're trying to give it to you. So please, you know, give us a look on those platforms if you haven't done so already. All right, Giants fans, that's our show for today. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.